This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. T. Boone Pickens announced today he is hanging it up. If you're unfamiliar, Pickens is pretty much the stereotype of the big-time oil man. He's got an Oklahoma-Texas drawl. He made more than $1 billion in energy, ran a hedge fund that did all right as well. And for a lot of years, he was the guy that others in the industry followed. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports on the Pickens legacy.
He's been called a business magnate, even a corporate raider. But more than anything, ladies and gentlemen, T. Boone Pickens is an oil man. And a natural gas man. And a wind power man.
Oh, and then he also tried to sell a whole bunch of water from the panhandle of Texas down to Dallas.
Joshua Rhodes is with the Energy Institute at UT Austin.
If there's one thing about him, he does make big bets, and he does go in big.
Like trying to take over big oil companies in the 80s. He's been a major investor in natural gas as a fuel for vehicles. In 2008, he'd put billions into wind and talked about it on Marketplace.
I see myself as a pioneer going out in front to do this. There's plenty of opportunity. If I'm right on the wind, you can come in on the deal too. I mean, there's plenty of room for everybody.
Pickens planned the world's largest wind farm, but Rhodes says the tech to distribute the power just wasn't there. He called it quits on the project in 2010.
Maybe if he was trying to build today, it would be different. Given the transmission expansion in Texas, maybe it was just a little too soon on that one.
Sandy Fieldon watches energy for Morningstar. He doesn't expect much impact from the end of BP Capital. Automated trading has taken over in oil, and lots of energy hedge funds are closing.
These kind of commodity investments are now more, you know, just as we've seen some of the Wall Street players retreat from the sector, it's a more complicated game.
But don't chalk up Pickens' withdrawal as just a reaction to new market realities.
The guy is 89. So you have to hang up your saddle at some point, right?
In his farewell letter, Pickens writes that he's no longer as intrigued by oil trading and that he'll focus on his health and personal projects. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.